And Aguero will nip away from Cabaye's first touch, and Manchester City are flooding forward in support. De Jong is Clichy. Into the edge of the box, Touré! Roberto Mancini pushed in further forward. In one of the most successful substitutions all season.
Good night, everyone, and welcome to episode 18 of the FPL Fives podcast brought to you by SoccerWarriors.net. I'm joined in the studio by, as always, by co-host Two Cents. What vibes, Two Cents?
Everything cool. Good night to you. Good night. Good morning, everybody listening.
All right, we here at the end of our long season. This is the last podcast for the season.
Yeah, man.
After the long, rocky road.
Yeah.
Give you an update on your progress there. I know big things went on.
And the progress, right now in the Andre Samuel League, I'm up to like 4th, I believe. I think last time we do our show, I was at like, 14th or 13th, somewhere around there.
Nice, man.
So after 4th now, remember we were discussing like the wild card and things, so I think I had the highest score for the wild card in the Andre Samuel, but at least at the man on the full speed show I was watching. So. Yeah. Climb up to 4th. I see other men like touches make big moves as well, up to 2nd now. Congrats.
Yeah, congrats, definitely.
Yeah, so I mean, as I said, the goal was top 10, so I hear top, well, at 4th right now, so I don't think I'll drop all the top 10 before the season, though.
Yeah. When we were coming together, kind of the first half of the season, so when we was slugging it out in 40-something or 50-something,
yeah,
you
boy.
Thought you would end up here?
Yeah, I always had a little confidence. I mean, for a little while it was looking rough, but yeah, I always thought I could make a top 10. I mean, I didn't think I'd reach up to 4, to be honest. I was targeting like 10, 10, or 9 place at best. But I mean, as I said, I was telling you all along, I'm holding the wild card for a reason. I didn't want to rush the wild card. I know it will have a time to come on the wild card. It will be advantageous. Every year they have double game week, so it just woke out. I mean, I can't say it's like, you know, proper real skill or a planet like that, it worked out. But I mean, I was always targeting 9th, 10th around there. So, my 5th year in the Andre Samuel League, and so far I have, like, I think I have 1st, a 2nd, a 4th, and a 8th. So, it'll be 5 top 10s in 5 years. So,
nice. I think this last game week, the wild card was basically what separated the sheep from the goat, if you want to put it that way. I mean, I ain't really too much regret.
Not this last week, the week before.
The double week.
Yeah.
I ain't really too much regret not holding on to it, just because I think where I was at the point in time, I didn't really have that much option. What really mashed me up was the other wild card where I make some bad moves.
Yeah, the January one.
The January one, and that,
yeah,
that set me back. But definitely that double game week, I think everybody who had the wild card basically come out with because I think everybody who you would want to get a wild card had good double weeks kind of perform. You had like Jarrett, Cisse scored them 2 amazing goals against Chelsea.
Yeah,
I mean,
wow.
I know that. Tip my hat. Then you had like the other guys,
Jelavich, Van der Vaart, Adebayo,
Pina, Mata,
yeah,
Terry. All these guys you gotta think about, you know, with the wild card basically. Everyone kind of deliver, so.
Walker from Tottenham as well, I have.
Yeah, with a brilliant free kick.
So
I kind of fall back after that week. I think I make like 90 something. Wasn't too bad, but the week after, having not used the wild card, I had a little advantage in that. I had Van Persie when some people would be trying to game, and
yeah.
So I make back a little ground, and I think up to 22nd now.
Yeah, and at the start of the season, you say your goal was top 30, so you're there.
Yeah.
Although I think you should have raised your goal to top 20, yeah?
Nah, it was top 30 by Christmas.
I think it should be even a little higher, but it's all good.
Rough season. Next year going to be much bigger. I might hold on to that wild card next year.
Please do.
So, I mean, last week, I guess the big match, I think one of the biggest matches in EPL, in the EPL, as far as I can remember, was the Manchester Derby, which kind of decided the direction of the title.
Yeah.
What you thought about that game?
Well, from the minute I saw the lineups, I was kind of disappointed, actually. I think we had actually talked about what Sir Alex might do on the last podcast, and I mean, he did. He came out like Parker. As soon as I saw Parker, I was kind of disappointed. Not that Parker's a bad player, but just, you know, just signal like negative tactics from Sir Alex. Remember, I even said on the podcast we might see Rooney by himself. And Rooney was by himself, no Welbeck, no Chicharito. He even benched Valencia. I mean, it was just real negative. They didn't really do anything in the game inspiring. I mean, I came home from work early because, you know, usually I'm begging you for scores on BBM on all the Champions League and all the games. This game actually was home early. I take 2 hours off of work to come home and see the game. I put on my Man U, have a Chicharito jersey, I put it on and watch the game, and I just disappointed from start to end. But I mean, enough props to Man City. I mean, for Mancini to bring them back from where they came from, I think there's like, what, 8 points behind?
Yeah.
He did well, I mean. And then this week they did well against Newcastle as well. So I think at the end of the season, I'd say United kind of like throw away the title, also the 4-4 with Everton.
Yeah, I think that was the game. Yeah.
I mean, they lost to Wigan. It was a lot of games. They lost to Wigan, the 4-4 with Everton. I didn't mind if we went into the game against City and lost. I just didn't like the tactics and the way that we lost.
Yeah.
I would have rather if we went head-to-head with them 2-2 and they were the better team and beat us. But we didn't put up much of a fight. So it was just like they just lay down there, man.
Yeah, but credit to City too. I mean, they came out the more positive in the game. I thought, I too was. I mean, I obviously came in from a neutral perspective, but I was kind of disappointed in that. I think it was like a game where you're going for the title. You know, I think Manchester, their advantage was they have that kind of experience being in those games like that compared to City. And like in the first few minutes, you could see City was kind of nervous and kind of. And I think if United was coming at them harder or like pressing the advantage, they could have. It's a game they could have take, you know. But they kind of sit back, they kind of wait, kind of, you know, play for the draw. And then by the time they bring on the fellas like Valencia I think Young started, but like the attacking players, it was too late.
Yeah, I mean, Sir Alex, he really let me down. As I said, it was from before the game even kicked off. I was disappointed from the minute I heard the lineup. I was really disappointed with the team that went out there. I mean, for him to have Park out there, and I mean,
Gigs
it's not like Park didn't even really bother Barry and Toure in the middle, which I was hoping would at least have been his role if he was out there to, like, you know, disrupt the midfield. He didn't disrupt them at all. Barry is a nice player, but he actually had one of his better games, which was surprising to me. Like, you know,
I don't really rate Barry, to be honest. I just think he's real basic, you know. But
yeah, but he had a really good game.
Zabaleta
had a really good game as well on the right back.
But as you mentioned, Toure, I can't say enough about Toure in terms of I thought he was just like monstrous in that game. Then like men bouncing off him, like when he's playing in that advanced position, and I guess against Newcastle too.
Yeah,
but totally
we saw a lot of that last year. Where, I mean, not much people could give him a major challenge in that midfielder. I mean, a lot of teams now do have guys like Keane and Vieira and think to really run up against Toure. He's a force. He's a specimen, and he could play the game. He's a two-way player. He could defend it. He could hold it down, lock it down. He could pass it around, and he could also push up and score goals. So. He's a big player, and I mean, in any money that they're paying him, and it's major money they're paying him.
For real. And he came and did it again against Newcastle. That was a tight game too, and he, you know, it seemed like, you know, the game was just real. That one change where he went forward and, you know, De Jong came on to pick up in the middle, changed the whole game. But he changed the game with those 2 goals, you know, so Toure come up big.
Yeah, I mean, and he known to do it. He did it in the past, and I mean, right now he's not really much of a, as they would say, a fantasy force because he's more defensive. But we see he had the potential in the games where they push him up. He could do it. He did it in the FA Cup final, I think.
Yeah.
He also did it against United last year, so he's a big player.
Yeah. And then what about the other big thing that was going on with the last couple of weeks was that fourth place. That's for the fourth place.
Right now, I don't think anybody want third or fourth place. Everybody losing, drawing. Nobody trying to, like, you know, say, well, yeah, I taken this mine. Especially in a year where Chelsea could win the Champions League and fourth place would not make it. You know, you would think people would be trying to grab that third spot. And Arsenal, making mistakes. They're drawing games they should win.
Yeah,
and then Spurs and them coming after and playing mess. You know, Newcastle had a hard game against City, but I mean...
No, but before that, Newcastle had that game against Chelsea, which...
Yeah, and I mean...
When we talked on the last podcast, I was saying I was sure they wasn't getting anything from the game.
Mm-hmm.
But they came up big in that game. Actually, I thought Chelsea was real flat in that game. It seemed like, you know, tiredness was setting in. And
Chelsea, to me, it seemed just going for the FA Cup final, which they won on the Champions League final, because, I mean, look, even today against Liverpool, I mean, 4-1, it wasn't the lineup that we expected. Yeah, I know they rest some men from the FA Cup, but I think they just going to try and win that Champions League and take somebody's spot and hurt somebody hard, so, which
that's,
is surprising that the other teams didn't go as hard for the third.
I actually not too happy with that, because I think Bayern Munich is a strong favorite for that game, actually, you know. So it's a risky strategy, but I don't think you see, the problem is they play so many games in a short period of time that they have, you know, tiredness setting in and you know, mentally for the players to pick themselves up for game after game, and it's hard games they've been playing, you know. So
yeah,
it seems like again down to that point where they're running out of gas a little bit.
The thing about the Champions League final, adrenaline will get you through, the excitement going to get you through is the final. They know they're going into like a cauldron. I mean, the whole of Bayern will be in there in their own stadium. They know their backs against the world because they're missing a lot of players. So I think it would be hard for the Bateo to like psych them up for that game. Also, although I believe Bayern to be the favorites, I don't think there's major favorites, but I believe Bayern is the favorites by a little margin.
Yeah.
And I mean, Di Matteo been doing good so far. I never expected it when he was hired. I mean, he doing good.
Yeah, he is.
You know, you want him to be given the job full time?
Yeah, I definitely want him to be given the job. I mean, on the one side, you know, I kind of a little skeptical, because the players, I don't think a lot of the players, the older players, we talked about this earlier, but they have a full next season and them to perform at that level, and he kind of. What he has been able to do is get the best out of those same players, but we still need a kind of overhaul.
Mm-hmm.
So it's whether he could oversee that overhaul and
we'll see what happens. But I mean, as for the top four this weekend, Arsenal away to West Brom. I mean, that's Hudson's last game. I don't know if West Brom they're really playing for anything other than pride, because they're safe. And then Tottenham home to Fulham. They have another team who just, you know, probably had their bags packed for vacation, and Newcastle and fifth, they are away to Everton.
Yeah.
Arsenal should be the favourites.
Definitely. I mean, besides that, I guess the other thing going on would have been the relegation battle at the other end of the table. Right now at the point where it was kind of between Blackburn, Wolves already relegated.
Yeah.
Blackburn had a dying hope, that's faded now. They lost to Wigan. So it's between Bolton and QPR basically fighting for that last spot.
Yeah.
Who you figure going to save themselves, boy?
Well, QPR away to City, who need to win the game to win the title. So QPR, I don't really see them picking up any points, to be honest. But at the same time, Bolton need to win. A draw not good enough for Bolton, away to Stoke. So.
Yeah, QPR have the worst possible fixture. I mean,
yeah.
Because City have to win to lock up that title, and they will be coming hard at them.
Yeah, but so I mean,
away to Stoke for Bolton. I think they really messed up their giving up that lead to draw with West Brom.
Yeah,
they were up 2-0, and I think that was definitely that was the game they had to pull 3 points from, because away to Stoke, not gonna be easy.
Agreed, but I mean, me personally, my choice, I would want Bolton to stay up. I like the coach. I like some players they have. You know, a lot of the guys was injured this year, like what's his name, Lee.
Yeah.
Stuart Holden, I like, you know, their players was out.
Jim
I like
Ream.
Pick up the Red Bulls. And, you know, I'm not really much of a QPR fan. Plus, you know, with the whole Muamba situation, you know, that was kind of hard to watch for Bolton. So I hope they get some luck and they pull it through this week.
It'll be interesting to watch, man. It'll be interesting to watch what happened. Credit to Wigan to... with that strong performance, I think one of the form sides at the end of the season and pulling themselves out of that relegation battle, and they're safe right now for next year. I think out of all the relegation teams, I like them because they take the game to they had hard fixtures, yet they take the game to a lot of the bigger teams and come out on top, you know.
Correct.
So that's something I like to see. I was kind of glad that Blackburn went down too, just because that whole situation with the owners and just totally messing up that club, and you know, and then the situation with the coach, you know.
I think the coach kind of need to be in the mental war too.
Yeah,
but listen to whatever press conferences, like, I mean,
I kind of feel sorry for the man too, man, because with what he have, he just trying his best, but it's like he trying to stay positive and thing, but I don't even think he probably have like 24-hour security, you know, like, that's such a negative situation here, and I'm just plodding out, but I guess we'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
So, looking ahead to the last game week of the season, getting down to the meat of it, I mean, I guess the strategy would differ for different people. If you're in your league and you know, you're trying to hold your position, you might play conservative. If you're trying to make some moves, you would get kinda creative. What from your perspective, how you think you're gonna approach this last game week here?
For me personally, I'm not gonna really minus any points. Not really gonna try to do too much. This last week I'm in fourth place in the Andres Samuel League right now. I'm 7 points behind third place. Just make one transfer. I don't really intend to minus any points. And just see how it goes. You know, I got to be conservative.
I think I might try my hand a little bit, man. You know, sometimes you never know with this last game week too. Like, you know, especially, I remember it had a season some years ago where they had a game, Manchester City, I think, against Middlesbrough. And it was just a nothing game. Both teams were safe, you know, nothing to play for. And it ended up being like a 7-1 or something. So,
wow.
And just because of that, I remember some people make big moves because they gamble on somebody from Man City and maybe Ireland or one of them fellas. So and they make big moves. But I think, you know, if you, I haven't really paid attention, but I'm gonna kind of look through and see if there's anything there. I mean, I 22nd, I think, in my leagues. I mean, it finishing 22nd or 30 something wouldn't be really no different, you know. So I could kind of take a chance and see where it go, you know.
Yeah.
So what are you looking forward to at the fixtures this week? What are some of the prospects you feel?
I mean, yeah. The games where people not playing for anything, you don't know what going to, if they just going to play out a board, you know, or if they just going to be free and it's going to be a 3-3. So, I more have to look at the games where teams have some money line. The Man City QPR, the Man United Sunderland, the Bolton Stoke, the Arsenal game, the Tottenham game. You know, these are games I'll more look at. Because some games they will be totally unpredictable, like Wolves Wigan. You don't know if they just got to play that out 0-0 or...
Yeah, and then they those nothing games too, sometimes they might give an academy player a sweat or something.
Those games I'm not going to read too much in, like Norwich, Aston Villa, I mean... Who knows what's going to happen there? Liverpool, Swansea? You don't know. They could bring guys, as you said, from the youth team. It could be 0-0, it could be 5-5, I mean...
Yeah.
So I'm not going to really. I don't know. I wouldn't know what to expect from those games. So I'll more look at the games where we know, like, you know, like Man City. You know, they need to score some goals. You know, Arsenal need to score some goals. You know, Tottenham need to score some goals. You know, these teams will be attacking, so you'll be expecting some points from the big players on these teams to get some points and goals and assists.
So I mean, this is a good time. I guess a good time to looking forward to the coming week to get into the picks.
All right.
Based on the games, who you like for captain this week?
Well, I will say Adebayo, home to Fulham. They need the win to solidify a top four, and maybe even if Arsenal lose a top three.
All right, well, I will actually, I think I was thinking about Torres, but I'll actually go with, Torres. I was thinking about Van Persie, but I'll go with Torres because I think it's kind of said that Drogba going on Saturday Champions League final, which means...
Yeah.
He will be leading the line against Blackburn. Blackburn already relegated, and probably mentally not in a good place right now, so
yeah,
I'm looking for him to take advantage of that.
And I mean, for the people who listen, we didn't pick Van Persie, we didn't pick Aguero. These guys kind of obvious right now. So don't say that we're crazy, we didn't pick these guys. They're kind of obvious, you know. Van Persie going for it, Aguero going for it, you know, these kind of guys going for it.
Rooney as well, because I always find Sunderland is a side that's light on for Man U, eh?
Yeah.
So, what about a cheap pick for the week?
Well, you already know who I'm going to pick. Do I need to say it? It's going to be a bolted player again. It's going to be Petrov. He did well for me this past week, and they playing for something. So you will notice that's my pick.
All right, I will go with, I'll actually go with Sean Maloney from Wolves, from Wigan, sorry. I know Moses gained all the press and the lights and thing, but he actually been steady during the run they had. They home to Wolves. Wolves already relegated. Wigan, last game in front of their home fans. I know we're saying it's a nothing game, but you know, hopefully they tank the crowd and thing with a big performance, and Maloney on free kicks, he on penalties. We're going to have another penalty for a while, so who knows.
Yeah.
So I'll go in with Maloney. Yeah. What about clean sheet for the week?
I'll go in Man City. I mean, QPR themselves need to score, but I just don't think they're good enough to score. So I'll still pick Man City.
All right, I will still go back with Chelsea just for the reasons I said before. Chelsea home to Blackburn.
All right.
And which fixture jumping out at you for goals this week?
A game you just talked about will be the Wigan versus Wolves. I don't know why. As they say, it's a nothing game and anything can happen.
All right. On the topic of nothing games, I will go with Norwich against Villa. I have no clue what kind of teams they're going to put out, but Norwich safe, Villa safe. Thinking about fishing in the summer, vacation, beach and thing, and you know,
yep.
They could decide to just drop the guard and just have a goal fest. So
yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. So this is the last podcast of the season. This is episode 18. We just want to kind of go back and recap and thank the guests we had on the show.
Before supposed to get a shout out to Fire Brother, the boss. Second place last year, he been absent this year, you know. You see that he also went through a little, you know, family situation this year. So, we already shout out and a love for Firebrand. We hope he come back next year.
Are we doing the petition to have him join
us? I think we definitely should. And something I guess I should bring up now is we definitely trying to do like a prize league last year. I know the last time we had a prize league, there was some... problem, should we say, but we weren't involved in that, so I'm definitely trying to push for our next season. I mean, and we hoping Firebrand wifey, I think last year he won our PS3.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so hoping Firebrand wifey, hoping, you know, she allow him to play that. Hopes that he promised to bring him some kind of iPad or something next season, so shout out to Firebrand.
Alright, I want to big up Andre Samuel, the owner, creator of the Andre Samuel League, which we use on this podcast, basically as the peg, the league we kind of look at and stuff as we're going forward. Come on, give us some nice perspective and stuff. Actually, at that point, he was like 20-something and we were 70-something and
yeah.
He was kind of ponging us and I think that was some motivation we needed at that point.
Definitely. I put him up on my chalkboard for sure.
Right now, actually, Andrew and I battling. I'm like 22nd, he probably like 24th, but at least we battling for some bragging rights here. So big up Andre Samuel.
I think it's because of Andre, Kusi started talking about having a curse of the podcast.
Yeah.
Because Andre fell down after that. Shout out to JDB as well. I mean, that was a great guest on the show. He had some good insight. I mean, I think that's probably one of my favorite guests.
Yeah, JDB always...
I fell off a little bit too, but, you know, he's a man always up there every year, so I always have respect for... JDB is one of the... There's like four or five teams I always look at, and JDB is always one of them regardless.
Yeah, JDB definitely. You know, we all have bad years sometime, like I am having this year, you know, but I'm sure next year we both will be... We back
not,
in full force.
Not we all, call your name. Speak in the eye.
Also want to big up the best brand. I actually think he was, in terms of just the content, just the the substance. When he was on the program, he was like one of the most informative guests we had on. He gave us some real good perspective, some real good insight. He's a man who knows the game very well. So, big up the best brand.
We want to big up also the Mero. I mean, the Mero, not in the Andre Samuel League, he in the Pekong League. I'll bring him in the Andre Samuel League next year. That's always a big player. He kind of fell off at the end of the season, but we'll bring him in next year.
Also, when a big up touches, touches came on at a point where he was making some strides in the season. He actually came to rebut, I guess you will talk about, but you know, his wife was on our show before. And he actually now up to second in the Andre Samuel League.
Yep.
But he also gave us some a real nice contribution there. So big up to Touches.
That was a good show with Touches. That was one of the most recent shows, and that was a good show. And I mean, he talked about the wild card, and he was in like what position, 8 or something, and he up to second now.
Yeah.
So it had a big effect, and you know, also big up to Mrs. Touches, the Gale Warrior, Tiger Cat FC. I mean, she moved up a little bit too. She was like 9 to 10. I see she like around 6 now. Even though she was ahead of Touches earlier, she was a great guest as well, and it was good to have the female perspective, you know. But at the end of the day, let me get some water, please.
She actually forgets she had the wild card. I'm sure she remembered that week when she had to play it, though.
You know, I still don't know if she was playing with us the night she was a guest. She was acting, if she was being, like, serious. Because she was just acting like, oh,
nonchalant.
I don't know what's going on, you know. So I don't know if that's a tactic.
Yeah, you know.
I remember Touches was saying that she has a tactic that she used, but none of them mentioned what it was. It's a formula for picking a team, so we gotta do some investigation there.
Right, and lastly, the last guest we had on before the double week, Nkosi, big up to Nkosi, he came on. That was the show we got together, real short notice to do the double game week show, and he make himself available, and he gave us some real nice input too. He didn't have the wild card as well, so he gave us it from that perspective.
Kosi and I battled all year up until 2 weeks ago when I had the wild card and I made that big move. Kosi, I mean, that was like my most personal competitor for the season, always on BBM, always sending threats for each other and things. So big up Kosi, you know.
You think you can still catch your?
No, I think I'm like 50 ahead, you know, but still, I mean, we had a real trash talk amongst each other this year up until 2 weeks now, I mean.
Yeah.
And offer this fantasy, man. I never met Kosi before. We went out on Lime a couple of weeks ago and thing, you know. So
good stuff, man. Good stuff. So that's basically it. Thanks to all the guests who come and help us with the show. In terms of going forward next year, I mean, it's gonna be off season. I guess we'll get together before the season starts to look at some of the
We haven't really had that discussion yet, but I don't know what we were talking about doing. If there's like a, what was it we were saying for the European?
Euro Fantasy actually.
I don't.
Yeah.
If not next season, we'll be back. And the main thing I want to get is like, you know, more feedback from people, more questions, more things about the team, or more. Even our questions, more input, like how they go about the fantasy from their perspective, and just to get a little more back and forth on the SoccerWarriors.net board, you know, get more people talking. Like, you know, some of us, we do talk on BBM, but, you know, to get more on the SoccerWarriors board, like, you know, questions, any kind of more input. As I think I said in the last show, you know, also China, like, probably to the next week or two, now that the season done, jump on Twitter and just, you know, to build our vibes and have more conversation with everybody.
Yeah, we have some things in the pipeline. We're actually probably going to do some of the hosting of this on our blog site where people could get alerts when the pods come out, probably register, subscribe. We're going to do the Twitter, I don't know, maybe some of the other social networking tools, but just to kind of get the word out, get the message out. And if anybody have any feedback, what they like about it, what they don't like about it, we welcome. Definitely.
And my last but not least shout out, I want to shout out to the host Omar, because I mean, we talk about this when last summer, just on like under nothingness. It's like, yo, you know, let me do some about the fantasy. And I mean, yeah, it have other podcasts and other things out there, but I just want to say, you know, we do a good job. You do a good job as
yeah.
the host. You're doing all the hard work, all the editing and all the putting together, so, you know.
Yeah, well, big up to you too, man. I mean, I know we just kind of talk about it. We just kind of playing the idea, but 18 episodes later, you know, and you know, as a man with the as a man with the wisdom.
Well, in the season, it wasn't looking like that, eh, but thanks.
yeah, but you know, big up. You know, hopefully next year we can take it on to our next level.
Yeah, definitely. Trying to at least have a little iPad or something out there for me next year and make it nice. But we'll get to that before the next season starts.
Yeah, we're gonna see what's going on with the price league, and you know, maybe that will push more on to, I think you're getting licks just next year, 2 cents. I think you're getting licks next year.
That's all I want. I just want you to do one thing for me in this last week here coming. One task I feel. Do not let Andre Samuel beat you. That's it. We need to put our guy in his place.
Not happening.
Do not. Why is the lead right now? 8 points. You have an 8-point lead on Andre Samuel. That's the one thing I task you with before the season. Do not let Andre Samuel beat you. That's all I had to say. So, if you're going to wrap up now, good night, everybody. Thanks for the whole support on the 18 shows on next year. Go ahead.
Yeah, good night, everybody. Big up to SokaWarriors.net. www.SokaWarriors.net. Check it out. And good luck in the last game week, and we'll see you all next season.